This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The mayor of the Ukrainian city of Nikopol says Russian troops across the river from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has wounded four people. The most recent shelling came only 5 hours after the latest international pleas to spare the area from attacks to prevent a nuclear disaster. Nikopol Mayor Alexander Syuk said the city came under fire three times overnight from rockets and mortar shells. The injuries came after the attack struck houses, a kindergarten, bus station, and retail stores. Reports of sustained shelling around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest, are just the latest threat from a war that will hit the half-year mark on Wednesday. Russian intelligence agencies are blaming their Ukrainian counterparts for a deadly weekend car bombing that killed the daughter of a Russian nationalist and a staunch supporter of President Vladimir Putin and the invasion of Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Russia's Federal Security Service, or FSB, the main successor to the Soviet-era KGB, is accusing Ukrainian spy agencies of the daughter of a Russian nationalist ideologue. 29-year-old Daria Dugina, the daughter of the Russian nationalist philosopher and writer Alexander Dugin, was killed Saturday night by an explosive planted in an SUV she was driving. The FSB says the killing of Dugina was prepared and perpetrated by the Ukrainian Special Services. The FSB says the bombing suspect, Natalia Volk, rented an apartment in the building where Dugina lived, shadowed her, and left Russia for Estonia after the killing. Ukraine previously denied any involvement in the killing. I'm Mike Gracia.
The British daily newspaper The Guardian has published a report from a former Russian soldier who fled Russia after publishing an expose on the invasion of Ukraine. He's believed to be the first Russian soldier to have fled the country due to opposition to the war. This is VOA News. Lawyers for Kenya's veteran opposition leader Raila Odinga Monday formally filed a challenge to the results of this month's presidential election with Kenya's Supreme Court. Olivia Chan with the Reuters News Service reports.
Last week, the Election Commission declared Deputy President William Ruto had won the election by a slim margin, with Odinga close behind. But 4 out of 7 election commissioners disowned the count, saying it wasn't transparent. Last week, Odinga said the results were a travesty, but said he would settle the dispute in court and urged supporters to remain peaceful. This is Odinga's fifth stab at the presidency. He blames several previous losses on rigging. Those disputes triggered violence that claimed more than 100 lives in 2017 and more than 1,200 lives in 2007. In 2017, the Supreme Court overturned the election result and ordered a rerun, but Odinga boycotted it, saying he had no faith in the Election Commission. This time, Odinga is backed by the political establishment, including President Uhuru Kenyatta, who fell out with election. The Constitution requires the nation's highest court to issue its decision within 14 days of the lawsuit being filed.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. The United States and South Korea Monday began their largest joint military exercises in years to counter what South Korean officials are calling the evolving threat from North Korea. The U.S.-South Korea drills, which will last 2 weeks, will include field training programs simulating various scenarios, including responding to North Korean attacks on vital South Korean infrastructure. The two allies had scaled back or postponed drills since 2017 as part of efforts to lure North Korea to the negotiating table and due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But, however, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, who took office in May, has vowed to boost the exercises to deter North Korea, which has conducted a record number of missile launches this year. The Democratic Republic of Congo's National Institute for Biomedical Research Monday reported a new case of Ebola virus has been confirmed in the eastern city of Beni. In a statement, the institute said genetic sequencing showed the case is linked to the 2018 to 2020 outbreak in North Kivu province, which killed nearly 2,300 people. Ebola can sometimes linger in the eyes, central nervous system, and bodily fluids of survivors and flare up years later. The World Health Organization said Saturday authorities were investigating a suspected Ebola case after a 46-year-old woman in Beni died after showing symptoms consistent with the disease. Repeating the hour's top story, the mayor of the Ukrainian city of Nikopol says Russian shelling Monday just across the river from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has wounded four people. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This